The opinions expressed in Late Admission are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Alive or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show where we talk about classic movies and give you our everyday average guy experience and opinion on them. Late Admission. As always, it's Miguel Molina.
And Alteo Beyond.
And last week, we had the pleasure of watching one of the saddest movies of all time, Schindler's List.
Schindler's List, yes.
We talked about this a little bit last week where we were like, you know, it doesn't really fit the vibe of our podcast.
We made it work, though.
We made it work.
So something more trivial, dare I say, this week, Casino Royale.
Casino Royale. Yeah. And as we alluded to at the end of last podcast, mm-hmm. we said that we love gambling.
I don't remember saying that, but I think you do love gambling. Yeah,
we do. Indeed. We do love gambling.
I don't know.
Anyways, Casino Royale. It is, as the name implies, about gambling and casinos. I mean, as someone that maybe doesn't like poker, did that not instill some love for the game?
I mean, not really. There's a lot of movies where people play poker, to be honest.
Like what? Name one.
Can't
name one.
Yeah, I actually can't. People play poker a lot. When they want to have like a game in a movie where it's like there's tension and all that stuff, usually it's poker. Is that not true?
No.
Yeah,
usually,
it is.
Usually they just fight, no?
Yeah, but okay, but that's not subtle at all. It's just fighting. Before we get into the movie, just remember there will be spoilers. Like every episode, we will get into the plot and what happens in a movie, especially at the end. So don't listen to this episode if you haven't watched the movie.
But yeah, let's get into the plot a little bit. You know, James Bond movie. Have you watched any James Bond movies before?
I think I watched one. Yeah. I don't remember which one.
I would probably say it's comparable to something like Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Action movie, pretty predictable too.
Yeah.
That was also my first exposure to James Bond. And can't say I'm that impressed. You know, okay. I like the casino stuff. I love gambling. Ah! But there's something about Mission Impossible that's just unbeatable. Yeah, so this Bond movie apparently is the restart of the Bond series.
Okay.
So if you didn't know, James Bond existed before this one, this Casino Royale in 2006.
But it was a different actor.
Different actor, exactly. So that's why it's called Bond Restarted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so fans of the original Englishmen, mm-hmm. the Europeans, they were excited.
Yeah.
They're excited to see this new James Bond.
And maybe that's why, maybe that contributed to the success of Casino Royale, because it's probably the only James Bond movie that's widely regarded as a classic.
Probably. I think that's
maybe
probably right.
Off.
I mean, everyone was saying, if you look at the Letterboxd and you take a look at the tomato meter,
yeah,
people are saying this is the best James Bond movie.
Yeah, that's the best one. I don't want to watch the others.
I know, right? You know what I'm saying? Maybe we're not action movie kind of guys, but that's okay. We'll watch Gladiator soon. Saturday Night Fever next.
But I feel like that's different. We're never watching Saturday Night Fever, by the way. But I feel like Gladiator is a different type of action. You know what I mean? Bond is kind of more like superficial. Gladiator is more like...
So you're telling me you've already watched the movie?
I've watched the second one, yeah.
What?
You've known that. And you still wanted to keep up with watching the first one, so...
Yeah, because Matthew recommended it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Matthew, by the way. He gives us all the movie recommendations. Let's get back to the plot.
Yeah.
So one of the comments that I saw on Rotten Tomatoes was that there was a bit of a lack of spy gadgets used compared to the other Bond films, which I'm realizing now. It's like, yeah, you know, James Bond is a spy guy. Why isn't he using all these gadgets?
True.
Any thoughts on that?
Well, I didn't realize until you pointed that out, actually, which is probably a good thing for the movie's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that I think about it, yeah. Maybe because we're not accustomed to James Bond either, you know?
Yeah, I feel like in this case, we got to put ourselves in the shoes of a James Bond fan.
Yeah.
One gadget that they did have was in the car, the defibrillator. That was a pretty cool gadget.
Really cool scene.
Yeah, that was kind of gross.
Yeah, I mean, after we watched the Pulp Fiction...
Needle scene,
I think we were prepared for that.
Yeah. Well, Vesper ends up coming in and saving the day.
Yeah. A bit predictable, that was, no?
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah.
Let's go into the cast a little bit here. We had Daniel Craig, obviously, James Bond.
Yes. We had Evergreen as Vesper Lynd.
Yes, sir.
Second main character of the movie.
Second main character. And it's crazy. Okay, so she ends up betraying Daniel Craig's character, James Bond,
in the end,
which is weird. Like,
but
what are you doing?
It's also she was being pressured by that organization.
Fair.
Yeah. So she's not exactly a bad person.
Bad. Peer pressure. Don't fall for peer pressure.
Next, we have Mads Mikkelsen as Le Chiffre, which means the number in French.
Le Chiffre, yeah, they say that in the movie, which is cool.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to say that I had a live translator right next to me to help me with the ESL parts. We have Judi Dench, who is M.
Yeah.
This is a movie that surrounds a lot around the main character and the bad guy and maybe the second main character, being Vesper Lynd.
Right. So, speaking of the cast, I actually have a mini game for us
mini
today.
Mini game time.
It's mini game time.
Mini game.
Today, we're playing Link the Actor. I will give you a role in another movie, and you're going to have to link it to an actor that played in Casino Royale.
Role in another movie. Okay, let's do it.
So it'll usually be like a job or what they do in the movie. For example, one of the people that played in Casino Royale played as Caecilius, who is a villain in Doctor Strange. He tries to kill Doctor Strange.
Can I ask a question? Is it out of these four people we mentioned, is he one of them?
He is one of them, yeah.
It has to be Mads Mikkelsen.
It is Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen, he is a villain-like character.
I probably shouldn't have said he so many times, because you kind of guessed that it was a male actor.
Dumbass. Yeah.
We'll fix that in the next one.
He also acted as Fantastic Beasts' bad guy.
Yeah, he did. The other character that we're looking for was a police investigator in The Batman.
Police investigator? Oh.
He acted in both, the first and the second.
Am I supposed to name his name?
You can say what character he was in Casino Royale.
Okay, so in Casino Royale, I think it has to be the American spy playing poker who sucks at poker.
Yeah, it is. It's Jeffrey Wright, the name of the actor, the poker player, sorry.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they had Jeffrey Wright as that guy play that position, because I thought he did pretty well in The Batman.
Yeah, he's actually a pretty central character.
Isn't he Gordon?
He's James Gordon, yes, exactly.
Damn.
In The Batman and The Batman Part 2.
But The Batman Part 2 hasn't come out yet, no?
Oh, it hasn't, but he will be in there, apparently.
This guy's never watched The Batman?
No, never.
How do you know?
I'm on this podcast.
Oh my gosh, bro.
But yeah, so it was Jeffrey Wright. Anyways, moving on to the third one.
Third one, let's go.
That other character was an acrobat in the Dumbo live action in 2019. To be more precise, an aerialist.
Okay, aerialist, that makes me think it's the black dude from The Chase.
Okay, fair enough.
I think you mentioned that he was a guy, probably.
So
that cuts things down.
Okay.
I don't think it's Daniel Craig.
Right.
Just the way that he was moving is very stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's old, and that movie was in 2006, so 2019, pretty late. Who do I think is athletic in that movie?
I'll have to push you for an answer here. Five seconds on the clock.
Okay, we got a shot clock now.
Five, four.
So I'm going to pull up a bam. I'm going to go the athlete that was sprinting in the beginning of the movie.
Okay, and surprisingly, it's actually Evergreen. Vesper Lynd was an aerialist in Dumbo.
Dang, okay, she got moves like that.
Yeah, apparently she does.
So Eva Green, I didn't know. I didn't know she was in the Dumbo. I didn't even know that Dumbo movie existed.
Yeah.
And why is it in French? Probably because French people are dumb.
That's funny. That's a funny one. So you're 2 for 3, you dumbass. You've missed the last one.
Okay. Well, then, last one or what?
Yeah, let's do a last one. And that character had the same role in the movie 10 years before in GoldenEye, the movie I mentioned, in 1995. That character in Casino Royale plays the same role in GoldenEye.
In GoldenEye, that you mentioned in class the other day. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, the same role, as in...
Same role.
So, I feel like you could be saying that he plays the same role as the villain.
Right.
Plays the same role as the good guy.
We could have
a repeat,
by the way.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
We could have a repeat.
It could
so
be Mads
like
Mikkelsen.
It could be Mads Mikkelsen. It could be the boss, Judi Dench. Let's see. I'm gonna pull up the cast.
Okay.
Because I'm a cheater. In GoldenEye, I haven't seen that. What is that movie about?
Well, it's a classic James Bond movie from 1995.
Oh, that's a James Bond movie, too. Okay, so he has to be old.
Yeah.
And, okay, so it definitely cannot be Daniel Craig. Definitely cannot be Eva Green. Probably not. It could be Judi Dench, actually. That would be interesting. But there's no way she plays the boss. I think it is. I think it's Judi Dench.
It is
Judi Dench. I think it's Judi Dench.
It is Judi Dench.
Let me explain. Right, hold on. Let me explain my thought process because this is interesting. So, in the beginning of the movie, they're saying that Daniel Craig, James Bond, he's the new 007. Daniel Craig is already off the list because he's new. That's right. Like his first mission or whatever.
Yes, sir.
But Judi Dench has already been the boss, mm-hmm. which means they carried over the boss and the 007 franchise is staying strong.
Yes. Good job. You're 3 for 4. That's pretty good. That's pretty respectable.
Let's go, baby. Antayum, thank you for the minigame.
Of course.
As we close out the segment of the characters. Let's talk a little bit more about one of the conflicts, the poker game.
Yes. I'd like you to take the helm for this one, because you clearly exhibited a lot of knowledge for poker. So go ahead.
Poker game, sure. I mean, first of all, it was pretty cool. Like, you had to play poker as the main action, almost, to win the money for the plot of the movie, right?
Yes.
And they were playing with, I forget how much money it was a ton of money.
$150 million.
$150 million.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of Benjamins, am I right?
Whole lot of Benj. I love watching poker. When I play poker, I don't have like a felt table where it's professional.
And you're so broke, so you can't really put that much money on the table.
Okay, sure, whatever. You're cruel. People still play poker for fun, and I'm one of them, even though there's not much money on the line. Although, I would say putting money on the line is fun. And poker, unlike other forms of gambling, actually takes more skill. There is you could play for luck, but you know what? As Le Chiffre was playing, you gotta play like that. He was saying the odds of what's going on when he's on his yacht. He's saying the odds of what the other guy might have. And that's how you have to play. But at the same time, poker is a game where you not only play the cards, which is the odds of what he has, but you play the man.
Yes, sir. I got that.
And that is an important thing because at the end, Le Chiffre, it's his tell that gets him to lose because James Bond figures it out. The poker segment was super cool because it was like watching sports watching a movie. It was a 2-in-1.
That's all right.
Two things that I love, movies and sports.
It was okay.
So I think that's my takeaway from the poker game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it created a lot of suspense. Like I'm cheering for James Bond. I'm going like, oh man, okay, I hope this guy gets the next card.
Yeah,
or like these guys are starting to fold and it's like, oh shit, bro. It's going head to head.
Okay.
Who's heads up? Who's gonna win this thing, you know?
Yeah.
That was exciting to me.
To be honest, I think the poker scene was cool because you were so focused into the game that when he got drugged and poisoned, it kind of came as a shock. You know, they were playing, all of a sudden, bang, drinks that alcohol or whatever and gets drugged. And then, of course, there's the whole car scene when he gets saved by
what an artist that the director is. Who's the director of this movie, actually? So, hey, shout out Martin Campbell.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Shout out Martin Campbell.
Did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Casino Royale.
He'll definitely be glad to be shouted out by late admission.
Yeah, definitely. I would be. Anyways, what were your thoughts on the Triple Cross?
It was kind of sick, actually, because James Bond was obviously focused on saving Vesper Lynn, who was drowning. And, you know, she hides the key or something. What does she do with the key? She just throws it away?
Yeah, I think she's trying to kill herself.
Yeah, definitely. Probably because she felt she had to kill herself because she betrayed him. But whatever. You had Mr. White running away. Well, walking away pretty nonchalantly, I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of aura farming with the briefcase. But he gets caught later on, Mr. White.
He does, and he dies. Because James Bond ends up saving the day.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the Triple Cross was kind of weird. It was kind of like, okay, what's going on here? Like, when's the movie going to end? This is kind of rushing it a little bit. Like, it's just taking too long or whatever.
Okay.
And it was so, yeah, I didn't like the concept of the triple threat.
Mm, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
But at the end, James Bond... We see that he can't trust anybody anymore, right? You have that scene on the boat where he's like, can't trust anybody.
He gets some character development.
Yeah, M is like, oh, so you finally learned your lesson.
Mm.
You know, you can't trust anybody. And he's like, yeah.
Well, that's what she was saying. That's what she was warning him.
Yeah, and at the start.
She was like, can't be so emotionally attached to this mission.
True.
And ends up killing him.
Well, almost. Figuratively.
Almost, because...
Yeah.
Let's think about that scene in the basement.
Yeah. That reminded me, I don't know about you, but Well, yeah, we talked about it, actually. Of Pulp Fiction.
Gave me flashbacks.
Yeah, of Butch and Marcellus in the basement. And I was kind of scared it was going to happen again.
Funny scene, though.
It was funny.
It was more comical.
Yeah.
He's saying he got a little itch down there. Okay.
He was kind of playing his game, you know? He kind of stood his ground and didn't even tell him the password at the end, so.
Kinda. Yeah. What a goat. And then Mr. White comes in to save the day. Well, it's a lot of James Bond talk.
Yeah, it is.
How do you feel about we play another minigame?
Let's go. Let's do it.
This time, you'll be the contestant.
All right.
All right. This is what we're dealing with here. James Bond, you know, we talked about this a little bit. The gadgets. There weren't too many gadgets in this movie.
Uh-huh.
But in many of the other movies, lots of gadgets have been used.
Yes.
So I'm going to name 3 gadgets.
Okay.
Some of them have weird names. And you are going to tell me which one is the fake.
Okay. Sounds good.
So here's the first one. The bagpipe flamethrower.
Okay.
Let that sink in. Let that sink in. What are you thinking when you hear bagpipe flamethrower?
I think it could exist. I think you also could have made it up. So I'm not too confident on that yet. I'll wait to hear the other two.
All right. Okay. I'll go in with number 2. Oh, sorry. Okay, so let me describe the bagpipe flamethrower
a
little bit.
Yes, please do so.
The bagpipe flamethrower is a fully functioning set of Scottish bagpipes. You know what that is?
Yeah, I do.
That shoots a massive stream of fire out of the pipes when you press a hidden button.
That's hilarious.
So I think it doubles as a bagpipe and
flamethrower. Yeah, that feels a little bit goofy to me.
Feels a little goofy.
Yeah, as a gadget. All right. So we'll see what the other
two. All right. Number 2, the golden credit card. Let me describe it a little bit. It's a metal credit card that folds perfectly in half to reveal a razor-sharp, aerodynamic star, a throwing star, that's used to just take out, silent takeout guards.
Okay, right.
What are your thoughts on that?
That could definitely be a James Bond gadget, I feel like.
It's not too bad.
Maybe a little bit simplistic. Why is it a credit card? Oh, to be sneaky,
yes.
I'm guessing.
I mean, that sounds pretty cool to me.
Yeah.
You know, golden credit card, don't mind if I do. Okay, the third. This one is called the Ghetto Blaster.
Okay.
Now, let me give you a little bit of context on what it does. Let me tell you what it does.
Ghetto Blaster? There's no way that went through.
Let me tell you what it does. It is a 1980s boombox stereo that fires a high explosive rocket out of the speaker when you press the play button.
There's no way that's real. I mean, the gadget, sure. The name is crazy to me. Ghetto Blaster? Why ghetto?
Hey, I don't know. Don't ask me.
Okay.
This was in the James Bond movie. So I'm going to let you think about that while I pull up some clips of the real things in action.
Right, okay.
Besides, obviously, the fake one.
I'm in between the bagpipe flamethrower and the Ghetto Blaster. I definitely don't think... I think... maybe... What if you threw me off by choosing something much more realistic than the other two you picked? That could be a theory. I'm really not helped here. I have to say, you made a good job deciding the fake one.
Thank you.
I can't imagine James Bond in the middle of action pull up bagpipes and start flame throwing people. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to imagine. The credit card, for sure, is such a James Bond type of item.
Yeah.
But the bagpipes? Well, I'm going to go with the bagpipe flamethrower. I think that is the fake one.
You think that's the fake one?
I think that's the fake one.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Final answer, bagpipe flamethrower?
Yeah.
That was wrong.
Damn. Which one's the fake one?
Well, now, just show me the clips. Out of the two, what do you think? I need to find the clip because I actually can't find it on YouTube, so I have to find it in the actual movie.
Okay, I think... I think you came up with something much more James Bond than the other two. And now that the bagpipe is real, I think the Ghetto Blaster or whatever is going to be real too. So I think it's probably the credit card.
The fake gadget was the golden credit card.
I should have expected that.
You should have expected it because, you know what? It sounded too good to be true.
Do you have an image at least of the other two?
Let me show you a video.
Oh, it loaded.
Fuck. This is on YouTube. But I want to put it up on... Shit. All right, here. This is a video. This is a video. Of the Ghetto Blaster. James Bond. See, this is a boombot thingy. He just popped that beat.
So never does he actually ever uses it? Or is it just...
It's in the movie. Okay, so and then the bagpipes, I actually can't find it.
My question is, why not a simple flamethrower? Why does it need to be a bagpipe?
Because you can disguise it. I think that's the point. And he's a spy, so he's in his uniform, bro.
Anything else in a bagpipe?
But hey, sure. You know what? You did well. Zero for one.
0 for 1.
That's okay. Second place is always fine.
Right.
Especially when it's to me.
You didn't even play. You made the question. Well, you didn't even make the question.
Thank you. Thank you for playing the Guess the Gadget mini game.
Okay.
Thank you for playing the Guess the Gadget mini game.
For sure.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. Now we come towards the end of the episode. What is your verdict? What would you rate this one out of 5?
All right. So I think it's important to define whether it's a great action movie or a great movie, period.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I think it is a great action movie. Is it a great movie now? I'm not sure. I'm not so sure. So, as an action movie, I probably rate it pretty high. It's probably some of the best I've seen in terms of, like, choreography. Like, the parkour part was amazing.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But if we actually get to the meat of the movie, the plot, the characters, I don't think it's an insanely... critically good movie.
You know what? I
would rate it personally a 3 out of 5.
Hey, and you know what? I'm gonna have to agree with you. Out of 5 stars, I'm putting a 3.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. First of all, I didn't really like the triple cross concept. That was really weird to me.
Right.
I don't know what was going on there. It was kind of confusing, and it was like, come on, just end the movie. It was overhyped. I can't lie. It was so overhyped. Like,
okay.
James Bond, you know what? He's cool. But if you were to compare it to something like Mission Impossible, it doesn't have that gusto. It doesn't have that charisma as much as Mission Impossible. And that's a fair comparison, right? Like, I think that's what 007 is like. You know, you create another series. It's like the mission just keeps on getting harder.
Right.
But he still overcomes it. That's why it's predictable. Mm. But that doesn't really take away from my rating because... that's just the kind of movie it is. It's a predictable movie.
True.
But still, I would put it a 3 out of 5. I didn't really like the action too much. It was too long, or I didn't really like the action too much. Thought it could have ended earlier, and I didn't like the triple cross.
You said that 4 times. Yay! And I want to talk about the classic discussion, right? I think it gets carried by the setting in which it was released. And that's why it's called a classic, because people didn't have a James Bond movie for a bit. There's a new actor, Daniel Craig, who does amazing. And so people get carried away and call it names that it doesn't live up to.
Hmm. That's an analyst take. Oh. Now, the big leagues are calling for us, and it's time for us to join the high table. It's been Miguel.
And Artem.
Thank you for listening, and join us in 2 weeks. For some Forrest Gump.